Stop 12 to Charing Cross. You should now be back in View Street outside the Sandhurst Trustees building. This area was the big end of town, the banking sector. Today, many Australians regard big banking as on the nose. Well, across View Street, at the old Union Bank, it's definitely on the nose, for this is now the Wine Bank. In there you can sniff many a good red, and the management will be happy to point out the old guards' rooms and the vault, which is now a vault of wine. And at the back, you'll find the old staff quarters and gold smelter. Definitely among Bendigo's boom-style buildings, it's just one of the many View Street establishments serving food and drink. So pause if you want to take a look or take a drink, or otherwise, stroll on down the hill for an architectural tour of the banking district. And if I get ahead of you, please pause me anytime you wish. The Wine Bank, formerly the Union Bank, was a creation of the architect William Varland. It was designed with the mannerisms of late 16th and early 17th century Italy. And was intended as a virtuoso display, clever, unusual, and somewhat illogical. From 1857, it's distinguished by two Corinthian columns and flanking pilasters. These support an entablature, a decorated flat beam, topped by a balustrade, just another grand gesture to Bendigo's growth and ambition. Next is the former Bank of New South Wales, completed in 1867. Here is a fine example of architect Leonard Terry's use of the Renaissance Palazzo Revival style, where the ground level, with its deeply emphasised coursing, is presented as a pseudo-arcade. But of course, you'd have spotted that already. On the corner of Charing Cross, the roundabout itself, is the former Colonial Mutual Life Building, now the Wiriki Restaurant and one of Bendigo's finest and most intact Art Nouveau buildings. Featuring many characteristic Art Nouveau elements, including window openings of various sizes and shapes and patterned LED light, it overlooks the heart of the Bendigo Business District. Then we come to the former Commercial Bank of Australia, where we can see the imposing four engaged Corinthian columns. The facade is otherwise comprehensively decorated in light relief. And speaking of light relief, who wrote that stuff? But that completes our architectural tour of the banking sector from a time when Bendigo was the richest city in the world and home to some of the world's most exciting architects. By now you should be at Charing Cross, named of course after the famous London landmark. If ever Bendigo people give directions, they inevitably begin with, now, from the fountain. For the Alexandra Fountain, in the middle of Pall Mall, is Bendigo's pivotal landmark. Originally, there was a gum tree here, and that tree acted as Bendigo's first post office, a gum tree post office, with letters and messages nailed to its trunk. If you want to go across, the Alexandra Fountain is decorated with a fabulous array of semi-naked women, ugly fish, horses with flowery wings. You can decide for yourself what it all means, but I think it's all about empire, glorious empire, Britannia rules the waves, all that, in the time of Her Majestic Majesty Queen Victoria. But now we're on the home stretch. For directions back to our starting point, please go to Track 13.